Sarah Phillips is the Urban Streams Coordinator for Marin County's Resource Conservation District. It's a relatively new position in the district, only 3 years old. And Phillips says a lot of what she's encountered in those 3 years involves debunking long-held beliefs about urban waterways, like confusing small streams with drainage ditches.
If it has a bed, a bank, and a channel, not only is it a stream, but it's a jurisdictional feature.
That means it's managed by a number of county and regional agencies. And if a resident happens to own property that a creek runs through, no matter how big or small, they are responsible for keeping it healthy. That's where Phillips comes in. Her job is to support residents who are looking to rehabilitate their portion of creeks or streams. At a recent speaker series held by the Marin Conservation League, Phillips described what creeks should look like.
I want to see sinuosity. I want to see it messy. I want to see it rough. I want to see a floodplain. I want to see root wads, trees, anything. I just want to see a really messy creek, but not messy with concrete rubble or failing retaining walls or some kid's playset that got left in there. I'll pass on those ones.
One thing that keeps creeks looking messy is riparian vegetation. Plants that like to live next to waterways.
Who knows? Who could say, like, one riparian species?
Alders.
Yeah.
Willow.
Yeah. So twinberry, snowberry, thimbleberry, salmonberry, Oregon ashes, box elders.
Phillips says these plants can provide necessary food, shelter, and nesting areas for aquatic species. She also encourages property owners to keep fallen branches and other large pieces of wood in their streams because they make popular places for young coho salmon and steelhead trout to linger.
So for fish, if they're hanging out, especially if they're younger and they're not very strong, when high flows come up, they can hang out behind the root wads. They can hang out behind the large wood, and this refugia for them. When the high flows are ripping and roaring, they're kind of like have this nice little still water space behind the wood and behind the root wads.
Phillips also advises residents to watch out for potentially harmful chemical products that could be used on their properties and adding things like sand to their landscape. She says these could find their way into creeks, reducing water quality.
It can suffocate the eggs. It can harm aquatic life. And then with less vegetation to buffer and absorb pollutants on the landscape, those pollutants are also being carried downstream.
A big focus for Phillips as the urban streams manager is the three E's: engagement, education, and empowerment.
We can engage the community, and then once you have their engagement, educate the community, and then finally, through that education and that engagement, you empower them, and you give them the knowledge that they need to move forward.
That involves getting as much face time with community members as she can. Phillips connects residents with relevant water agencies, helps them through tricky permitting processes, leads creek cleanups, and conducts free community restoration workshops. One recurring workshop involves learning how to propagate native plants. Those who attend often walk away with plants and seeds for their creek bed at no cost. And although Phillips is the only urban streams facilitator of her kind in Marin now, she hopes her work will create more passionate creek stewards in the future.
You know, when you're doing restoration, sometimes it's someone's first time being there. And for them being there, they get inspired and they get motivated. And they're like, wow, I want to keep doing this. So, you know, it really leads to future stewardship.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.